Good morning. It's 7:04 a.m. on July the 10th, 2019. Ah, it's a lovely morning. It's probably up to 62, 64 in rounds. Sun's up. Temperature's coming up fast. I don't know, it's going to be a scorcher, but it's pretty warm right now. It's pretty comfortable right now, unless you're walking into the sun. And the sun is already warming up nicely. So yesterday was a lot of boots, not a lot of talk. A big piece of that, I think, was that I had to go to the dermatologist yesterday to see whether or not I had to have a mole removed for potentially cancerous growth. And it turns out that it was a non-event. I had a lovely chat with the doctor, and it turns out that this mole that has suddenly blossomed is an age spot. She looked me all over and said, yeah, she says, we get this. They're really common. People get really, really bent. If you really want to, I will take it off, but it's an age spot. And you don't notice it, It's just, it lays there for a long time, and then you go to bed one night and get up the next morning and you've got this thing growing on you. And I think that's pretty much what happened. So, she said, I'll take it off if you want, but it's up to you. So I kept it, so she didn't have to get in and flay me for about a square inch of skin. And she looked me all over. She found a couple of others that were exactly the same thing. Non-issues. So I don't know how much that played into my problems yesterday. It certainly took up a lot of headspace. A lot of traffic this morning, holy cow. But I'm glad I got up. I got up around, 6 o'clock. I got a good 8 hours last night. I made it a point to go to bed at something other than 11:30, which meant that when I woke up at 5:45, it's like, oh, okay, we'll get up now. Close enough. I've had my toast. I've had some coffee. I've checked in with my EVE Online pilot. I've got a CIFL conference call this afternoon. I need to see if I can make some progress on Cape Grace today. Also need to work on getting the sprinkler repaired. Today is a non-sprinkler day. I'm not used to seeing Alfa Romeos in my neighborhood. Maybe it was a Porsche. I only got a glimpse of it on the emblem on the bow on the front end. Boxer's a Porsche, so I think it must have been a Porsche. I'm still not used to seeing Porsches in my neighborhood. So today's Wednesday. It's the 10th of July. It's supposed to be the last day for 15 count push-ups. I got 30 in yesterday. I got 30 in the day before. So two sets. I'm supposed to be doing three sets. I may need to do something like set an alarm for noon to remind me. Because I seem to remember the one in the morning when I'm getting up, which I didn't do this morning. And I usually can get one in either before or after my afternoon treadmill. Every so often I think, wouldn't it be fun to have a motorcycle? And then I realize what a klutz I am and think, no. That would be a terrible thing for me to have. I do know how to ride one. When I was in Kodiak, there was a little like 75cc trail bike that I used for a while. It's a miracle I didn't kill myself on it. Okay, I'm coming up on it. Let's get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. All right. Ow! Oh, shit. Oh, I really smacked it. I caught the fat part of the palm of my hand. It just went smack. Ouch. Oh, that was hard. I need to do a little mining in EVE Online today. I need to pick up some minerals so that I can have something to sell, so I can get the fuel blocks that I need to keep my mining operation going. The moon miner is when I'm I put the whole fleet up there. I put 7 ships in space at the same time, and mine for 3-4 hours and pull out a little more than, well, a little less than a quarter of the cost of the base. And I could do that about 5 times a month. So by the end of the month, I should have paid off the base, and then I have to pay off the drill, which is another quarter mil. Well, actually, by the end of the month, I should have paid off the equipment, and then one more cycle will have paid off the fuel, and then after that it's maintenance and profit. At least on paper, my asset inventory is climbing really fast. My cash inventory is not necessarily, but I find myself flying those ships and thinking about, because one of them is Natalia, one of them is Zoya, one of them is, I fly Malachi Vagrant. Although I don't fly him during moon mining. It reminds me, I need to get him in on today's too, do a little mining, pick up some cash. But I play those ships, I play those characters, and I find myself thinking about, okay, what do they think about? What are they doing? Ishmael on a mining barge. What is he thinking about? I haven't flown a combat mission in EVE for a very long time now. Those generally pay off pretty well. Level 4 security missions. For those who play the game, level 4 security missions. Level 3s are what you do to gain standing. Level 4s are what you do to get paid. I played Stardew Valley yesterday too, so it's an interesting game from the standpoint of the metacognitive consideration of the gameplay. It's like, okay, why is this engaging? It's really, the mechanics are mostly pretty simple. the mechanics are, it's basically a resource management game. It's a simulation, and it has several layers and several mechanics that are working in conjunction with each other. I like it also because it's an indie game. It's not one of the big games, although it's a really popular game. There's a certain nostalgic charm about the low-res graphics. It's basically like some of the old. The look and feel, the music, has the old side-scroller aesthetic to it, although it's not technically a side-scroller. I don't really understand why I like it so much, but I do. So we'll go with that. Morning. Okay, here I am. Coming up on the back gate. The point where I say tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.